This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm less convinced now than I ever have been that Russell Wilson never plays it down for the Steelers.
Wait. You said that you're more convinced now than you ever have been that Russell Wilson will never play.
That he never plays here.
Okay, that was confusing.
Sorry.
So I always like picking your analytical brain here about this stuff. I think you listen between the lines if that's even possible. What specifically about what Mike said made you feel that way?
I heard almost no hard criticism or issue with the things, the mistakes that we talked about yesterday from Sunday's game.
So let's go piece by piece, rapid fire here. I will keep this moving.
I did not hear him.
He mentioned turnovers, though, right off the bat.
I know, but he did not, when every time he got asked about Fields, he did not give the caveat of, yeah, but he's got to clean this up, or yeah, he's got to be less sloppy, or yeah, he's got to be more, nothing, none of that.
Well, I heard one question get asked of him where I thought he might like really crush Fields, and he did not, and that was about the center quarterback exchange.
Yeah, he even made you're right. He even made it sound like it's a young center and it's a guy that's in his first year with us.
Almost these two are gonna have some growing pains.
Yes, almost like he expected it to not always be the
perfect,
most
we planned
fundamental
for this.
Part of. Easiest part of the job, which is just getting the ball from the center to the quarterback, which never really should be a problem. We did not hear that kind of, this is the NFL. I don't have time or patience for these screw-ups. None of that. I think two things we have wondered about with Tomlin's his strongest desires for quarterback play, the things that he's looking for and aspiring for the most. Two things that at times seem to be at odds with each other. One is don't turn the ball over under any circumstance. Play smart football, play clean football. I'll trust my defense. Everything will take care of itself as long as you don't turn it over. And on the other end, you have, I want an athlete who is mobile, who can run with the ball and
presents multifaceted threat for defenses. Because I know what a pain in the ass those are to
sometimes
defend.
Those two things don't jive with each other.
Yep.
But I heard a coach today who was very complimentary of Fields the entire time. And every time a reporter tried to ask a question about the hypothetical of Fields replacing Wilson, he was not so dismissive, like, stop asking me those questions. He said, well, it could. Well, it might. I mean, he absolutely left the door wider than he ever has.
He did.
For the quarterback keeping his job and the incumbent quarterback losing his job because of injury to a guy that's just playing well.
Yeah, I think, was it Ashley Lyotis who asked at one point what would Justin have to do to kind of change this? Or I think she phrased it to make Russell Wilson's health a moot point in this matter. And he said win and play good football,
play well and keep winning.
Right. I think I want to say DeFabo asked something that got a pretty legit answer. I mean, Here's what I chalk some of this up to. I told Donnie today it was a Tomlin special. He was giving Brooke expansive answers, and he is always more friendly after they lose a game because he doesn't feel like he can peacock around there. But I heard generally what you heard, and I thought initially he was starting with the turnovers because that's just kind of how he always talks about football games. He cares more about them. I expected to hear more about that with Fields when he poo-pooed the fumble stuff, the quarterback exchange stuff. I thought that was noteworthy. And then he has talked about this numerous times where he says you learn more and your relationship with a player grows when you're actually out there coaching them in big situations. And he certainly seemed impressed by the whole doesn't blink attitude of Fields. He got straight up asked about it. And I have to believe that Fields coming back roaring after having that fumble probably made a pretty strong impression on him, I would think. Because he talks about that when he like compliments a player. He's not a blinker. He doesn't blink in the face of adversity. He loves all that stuff. Football is like this big over, you know, sweeping battle. You know he loves framing the game in those terms. And so I would think Fields playing most of the game down 14 points and constantly punching back into the fight for them and giving them an actual possession where they could have won the game probably made a pretty strong impression on the guy. It was the first time in four games he had to call upon Justin Fields with, what, about 20 minutes of game time left to, like, try to rally them back. It was the first time he had control of the situation taken from him and the other team was dictating terms. And I think the fact that it got as close as it did probably made him feel good, even though he didn't want to say too much to that effect today.
Fields is the only quarterback in the NFL in a game this year that has thrown for 300 yards and rushed for 50. The only one. There's Anthony Richardson, there's Jaden Daniels, there's Jalen Hurts, there's all these guys, Kyler Murray, keep going. There's all these guys now that can run and throw. He's the only one to do it. And I know they lost, but that in Mike Tomlin's ideal vision of a quarterback, it's being able to do those things while not turning the ball over. And he failed at the turnover part, but Tomlin didn't sound like he was in the mood to really ding him for that today.
Really quick here, Pony, I know you got something else. I think interceptions are different than fumbles from Mike. I do. Because on a center quarterback exchange on those situations, there sort of are two people involved on the Steelers end of it, or three sometimes, as Frazier put it yesterday, where the guard's tapping him.
And four if you count the fans, and Tomlin wanted to make the crowd out to be part of it, too.
Do you agree with me quickly here that he probably views interceptions as a little different than fumbles?
I think it's more than a little different. I think he can blame the quarterback a lot more in
that
situation.
They're all turnovers, and they all hurt the same way, but fumbles, one, can be fallen on by the guy who fumbled it, which is just a luck factor. I think if Fields had four or five interceptions right now, instead of, what is it, three fumbles, four fumbles, totally different story, in my opinion. For Tomlin, I mean.
All right, so if we all agree on this, that Tomlin was more effusive in his praise of Fields and sounds like he took way more positive from Fields out of Sunday's loss than negative, and it's now, after hearing this press conference, makes us feel like Fields is more entrenched as the starting quarterback. Donnie, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. I know you are preparing for the Landon Roberts show tonight, and we'll leave us at the halfway
chipper.
Point. But do you want to chime in here and give any kind of dissenting opinion on what we're saying, or did you hear the same things?
No, I absolutely heard the same thing. I thought the don't blink or didn't blink comment was the biggest one from him.
All right, so we're all seeing eye to eye on this then. It is October 1st. It's now spooky season. It is the start of all the Halloween buildup. So I am going to ask you guys to do something here that is a little bit scary. And that is attempt to play devil's advocate.
The devil.
If you had to play devil's advocate right now and make the case for why Russell Wilson should get a shot to be the Steelers starting quarterback, what would it be?
How many seconds you want on the clock here? I'll make the case. Give me your parameters.
As long as you want. We've got plenty of time in this segment, so you don't have to. If you think you need to make a long-winded argument here, by all means. If not, then you can make it short and sweet.
All right, I've got my argument here. I will try to keep it under a minute. I think one of the big things that was seen as a flaw for both of these quarterbacks was an unwillingness to throw the ball over the middle. We have seen Justin Fields do that more successfully after week one, where he didn't throw it there at all, than I think a lot of us ever thought was possible. We also know that Russell Wilson is not somebody who has traditionally liked to use the middle of the field unless he can break the pocket, and he's not as athletic as he used to be. But I think what you have to at least consider when you're talking about Fields' play is just that Arthur Smith has clearly helped him. and that Arthur Smith might be able to help Wilson in the same way. And that if you were able to get that guy back in there, as accurate as Fields has been, as dynamic as he is with his legs, traditionally speaking, Wilson is a much more accurate thrower of the football. He does the thing that Fields does really well in the passing game just as well, if not better, which is throw the ball deep. He might have a little bit better of a feel on some of the short throws. He might make quicker decisions. Fields admitted that on the fumble play, he should have thrown hot to three different guys that were hot routes at that point. Wilson should be able to make those judgments even faster than he does, even though he's improved at them. That is my devil's advocate case. Wilson could do a lot of the things Fields is doing potentially a little bit better if you were to put him in.
Donnie, do you have a devil's advocate argument for Russell Wilson to
play? Other than the stuff that Chris already covered, I think that people would lean on the leadership thing. And I think one thing that maybe got left out where Mike Tomlin knows he wants his team to be better, although the other day it was pretty good. Russell Wilson, one of the best quarterbacks in the red zone as recently as last season.
Not
just like over the course of time. He had 20 touchdowns and one pick in the red zone last season.
Mine would be deep ball. We know Russell Wilson throws a great deep ball. For whatever reason, it's been a part of the Steelers' offense, but a very, very small part. Would Tomlin let Russ do it a lot more? Because that's his
bread and butter.
That's his biggest strength right now, probably as a quarterback more than anything else. And ball control is great, but if ball control, you've got to be close to perfect to execute 10, 11, 12 play touchdown drives when you're just taking small chunks. How about the big, as he likes to call them, field flipping plays that gives you instant offense, quick strike offense, puts points on the board. But other than that, Chris, I mean, I only bring that up because I do think, and we heard some of this yesterday, there are some Steelers fans who still believe that they're better off with Russell Wilson. And I wonder if that's, I'm trying to figure out what the, trying to get to the bottom of why that is.
I only have a couple realistic theories, though. They're not many.
I understand why fans would have felt that way before they saw Fields in regular season games. But now that we're a quarter of the way through the season, what has anyone thinking that Russell Wilson would provide better quarterback play than what we're getting right now? Because I think there are people, and I'll open the phone lines here at 412-928-9370, because at this point, if you are in the Russell Wilson camp, if you are Team Russell Wilson, you have to hate the way Mike Tomlin sounded today, because it sounds to me like the guy is going to lose his job before he even plays it down for this team.
I think there's one explanation. I'm going to predict to you one explanation. People just don't think it's going to sustain with Fields. People will tell you it's a small sample size, and they will tell you that eventually Justin Fields is going to rear his ugly head. That the Chicago Justin Fields has merely been waiting in hibernation, like an actual bear, ready to emerge.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.